Hello children, I'm Mrs. Anjalika Sen, TGT Science from ACS 5 Mumbai. I'm back with module 4, the last module on transportation in plants of the lesson Life Processes. Let's begin with slide 1. We completed transportation in animals, children, and now we are going to look at transportation in plants. We know that plants need raw materials for photosynthesis, like carbon dioxide they take through the stomata that diffuses into their cells. They take in minerals and water through the roots. So the distance between the soil and the chlorophyll containing organs is very large. And so diffusion is not sufficient for materials to reach these places. So they also need a proper transportation system. But we see that energy requirement in plant is low. They do not move. They have a large number of dead cells in their tissues. So they do not need a very fast transport system like the animals. So their transport system is quite slow, though the distances that are operated are very large. So the plant's transport systems are two types. One is they are taking the raw materials and minerals from the root, and other is they are distributing the food that is produced in the leaves to the various parts of the plant body. We go to slide 2 and we are again going to understand a little bit of it, and we see that the plants have thus two pathways of conducting tubes. One, that is xylem, is a conducting tube that is taking water and minerals from the root to the leaf, and the other is phloem that is transporting food, sugar or energy from the leaves to all parts of the body. And similar to the circulatory system in human beings, we see that they also have the xylem and phloem tissue extended throughout their body. Exchange of gases also takes place through the stomata and also through the air, through the roots within the air spaces in the soil. We go to slide 3 and understand the transport of water through the xylem. Xylem in the plants is very, very specialized vascular tissue that conducts water and minerals from the root to the leaves in the upward direction. So the flow of water is unidirectional. And it is this movement of water through the xylem that is responsible for replacing all the water that is lost through transpiration during photosynthesis and also during photosynthesis. Now, xylem is a complex tissue having four types of cells: tracheids, vessels, xylem fibers and xylem parenchyma, of which the only living component is xylem parenchyma. Most of the xylem cells are dead. So the water is absorbed by the roots and it goes from cell to cell by osmosis into the root xylem, then into the shoot xylem, finally reaching the leaf, and this process is called as ascent of sap. We are going to go to slide 4 to understand ascent of sap through the xylem. Now we will see how the water is absorbed by the roots. We see that the root hairs, they are in contact with the soil and they constantly actively take up ions from the soil and thus create a concentration difference between the root and the soil. Once the ions are in the root, the water moves behind it, the water follows and tries to eliminate the root, the difference in concentration. Once the water is absorbed, again the ions are taken up by the root hairs, and again the water will be taken up to eliminate this concentration difference. So we see that constantly the roots are actively taking in the ions and the water is taken up because of the osmotic difference, and the water enters the root hairs. Once it enters the root hairs, they move gradually into the root xylem, and from the root xylem it forms like a column, and there is a steady push of water from behind as it enters the xylem of the stem, and this pressure, steady push from behind, is called as the root pressure. And so the sequence keeps on: ions go in, water comes in, again ions go in, water comes in. So this water that is absorbed is coming from behind like a push, which is called as root pressure, and pushing the water up. But this alone isn't enough for ascent of sap. What happens is root is absorbing water continuously, but the leaf is also continuously losing water by the process of transpiration. We see that continuously during photosynthesis and during normal, even you know when there is photosynthesis not taking place but there is less humidity, there is more temperature, transpiration will constantly take place. And so from the stomata there is a suction pull or a suction effect taking place, which is called as the transpirational pull. Now when this water is coming in, we see that water molecules are holding to each other because of the cohesion or cohesive force, and the water molecules at the sides are also holding to the vessel of the xylem because of adhesive force or adhesion. So a column is created, and though it is very slow, the two factors, that means the transpirational pull, is sucking from the leaf, because the xylem from the root to the stem to the leaf is a continuous tube. So in this continuous tube, at the top end we see that the transpirational pull is pulling the water column, and from behind the root pressure is steadily pushing the column of water. Because of this, we see that this entire column of water slowly steadily rises from the root and reaches the leaf, where it is required, the water and the minerals are required for photosynthesis to take place. So transpiration is actually helping in the absorption and upward movement of water. So we go to slide 5, and we see the factors that are affecting ascent of sap are, one is root pressure and the other is transpirational pull. Now root pressure, this push from behind, is generally seen to be effective at night, because at night normally the transpiration is low. During the day, it is transpiration pull that is more effective, because during the day, because of high temperature or because of the wind velocity and even low humidity, the transpirational pull is much more. So together, the root pressure and the transpiration pull is helping the water column to rise from the root to the leaf, definitely. But we see that the root pressure, the factor root pressure, is more effective during the night when transpiration is low. So when transpiration is low, water is still pushing and water is still rising, because absorption is continuously taking place. It's a dynamic thing, it is continuously taking place. And during the day, for the ascent of sap to take place fast, we see that the transpiration pull plays a major role, because it is faster, more water is evaporating from the stomata, and so that suction pull becomes much stronger. So these two factors help in the ascent of sap through the xylem vessels. We move to slide 6, and we look at the other vessel, which is called as the phloem vessel. And this phloem will help in transport of food, which is also called as translocation. Translocation is nothing but transport of food or glucose and all the amino acids, etc., from the leaves to different parts of the plant body. And this takes place because the phloem is trying to deliver this substance to either the storage organ like the root or the leaf, or to the growing organ like the bud. And so we see that this phloem is also having four basic type of cells. The four cells of the phloem are sieve tubes, companion cells, phloem fiber, and phloem parenchyma. And unlike the xylem, the phloem has more of living cells, and the only dead component in phloem is the phloem fiber. Now we understood that the food is translocated to either storage organ, which could be the root, or the growing organ, which could be the bud, okay, or the growing shoot. So translocation, again, unlike ascent of sap, is bidirectional. That means it takes place in both the upward and the downward direction. And where does it take place? It takes place in the sieve tubes with the help of the companion cells. So ascent of sap, or movement of mineral and water, is in one direction through the xylem from the root to the leaf, and translocation or transport of food is through the phloem, bidirectional, both upward and downward from the leaf where the food is being produced. Another thing we need to remember is that the ascent of sap is taking place simply by physical forces. Physical forces, that is the root pressure and the transpiration pull. But translocation taking place in phloem is achieved by utilizing energy. Energy is required for the translocation to take place. Let us move to slide 7 to understand how this translocation is taking place. Now, in this diagram you are seeing, you can see the phloem, you can see the sieve tube, and you have got the source or the leaf, you have got the xylem vessel, which is parallel to the phloem vessel, all right? And now we see the sieve tubes are having the companion cells on both sides. Now let us see what is actually happening. Materials are being produced in the like sucrose, the carbohydrate, glucose, sucrose, all these are being produced in the leaf. They are being formed in the leaf. Now that has to be translocated to the place where it is required. So for translocation, this food from the leaf will be poured or transferred into the phloem xylem, into the phloem sieve tube. Now how will it be pushed into the or transferred into the sieve tube? With the use of energy. It is not physical process. By using energy from ATP, from the leaf, we see that the food will be put into or transferred into the phloem vessel, that is the sieve tube. Now what will happen? As soon as the sucrose or the glucose or the food is pushed into the sieve tube, there will be an osmotic pressure difference. And so water from the xylem via the companion cell will enter the sieve tube. Now the moment water moves from the xylem into the sieve tube through the companion cell, what will happen? Bulk will increase. There is already the food and the water, so there will be a bulk pressure, and also because of the water it will be fluid, so there will be a bulk pressure will increase inside the sieve tube, and now the material will move in the phloem to the region which will have less pressure. Which region will have less pressure? The region where the food is required. There, that will be the sink cell, or that will be the place where the less pressure will be there. So this food along with the water that has come into the sieve tube will create a bulk pressure, and the food material will simply flow towards the region where it is needed. Now the needed and that has got less pressure. So it can flow in both directions. It can flow downwards to the roots where it needs to be stored. It can go laterally to the fruits or to the seeds where it needs to be stored. It can go in the upward direction to the buds where it is, the growing buds will need energy to grow. So in the phloem we see it is not unidirectional, it is bidirectional. Once food is produced in the leaf, it is transferred into the phloem, into the sieve tube with the help of ATP, and then osmotic difference is created. The water comes from xylem into the sieve tube through the companion cell, and there will be an increase in bulk pressure. That bulk pressure will cause the food to flow towards the region of low pressure. That can be either downwards towards the root where it will be stored, or to any other part, fruit or any other part downwards where it will be stored, or it can also go from the stored part in the root to the growing buds which will need lot of energy for growing. So this is what we call as translocation of food through the phloem. And as a difference, we see in xylem, the ascent of sap did not need any energy. It was simply a physical process wherein the ions were taken up by the root, then water was following to make the concentration gradient normal. And again, ions come into the root hair, and again water comes in. So this column in the root hair keeps on adding, goes to the root xylem, to the stem xylem, and as a bulk it is pushing from behind, which we call root pressure. At the same time the transpiration is taking place, so there is a suction or a transpiration pull taking place. So the transpiration pull from top and the root pressure from behind is pulling that column of water through and through, right from the root up to the leaf where it is required for photosynthesis. That is ascent of sap, which is taking place in the phloem. It is simply a physical process, whereas in this translocation or movement of food through the phloem, we see that energy is required. And in this case, we see it can be in any direction. It can be in the upward direction. It can also be in the lower direction. So this is the basic difference we see that between the ascent of sap and the translocation of food through the phloem. We go to the last slide and we see how transportation, very nicely it has been shown in the last slide, where we see with arrows, you can see there, you see water and minerals are being taken up by the roots, and the arrow shows how the water is gradually going from the root into the shoot, and from the shoot it is going into the leaf, different leaves, and the leaf will use that water and minerals in its photosynthesis. It is a raw material. Other than that, it is having carbon dioxide, chlorophyll and sunlight and everything, and the leaf will produce the food. Once the food is produced, or the glucose is produced, that is made by photosynthesis, that will now transfer to different parts. So you can see the arrow now from the leaf, the arrow is going, one is going down to the root and one arrow is going up, showing that the glucose moves up to the growing bud. So this diagram shows very clearly how the ascent of sap or water going from the root to the leaf is unidirectional, always unidirectional, whereas we see that food that is produced in the leaf is translocated in both the direction. That means it can go down or it can go up. So with this, children, I end the last module on transportation. In this module, we talked about transportation in plants, why the plants require transportation. We just now saw that they need materials to reach the leaf, and there is a difference, a big difference in gap, okay, a large distance, and so diffusion cannot take place. So they also need transportation system, and they need these two systems, one carrying the water and minerals upward and one transporting the food. And we also noticed, we also saw that they don't need a very fast circulatory system or a fast transport system like the animals or human beings. They need it slowly because they don't have that much of energy consumption. Okay, so with this, I end the lesson, and in the four modules, we have discussed both transportation in animals and transportation in plants. In the next module, I will be starting excretion, which is also part of life processes. Thank you.